I am Daniel White, the third president of GLM Omnimedia Group, LLC, and this is episode number 105 of the Get Things Done podcast. The simple purpose of this podcast is to help you get things done every day of your life so that you can accomplish something worthwhile with your life. I am a firm believer that God has put each person on earth to do something great for His glory. In this podcast, my dear friends, we are going through the fine book, Doing It Now, by Dr. Edwin C. Bliss. As we begin, let me give you this reminder from the Word of God. Luke chapter 9, verses 59 through 62. And he said unto another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, Let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the gospel, but go thou rather and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Our quote for today, dear friend, is from an unknown author who said, Excuses are tools of incompetence, used to build bridges to nowhere and monuments of nothingness. And those who use them seldom specialize in anything else. Today in the Get Things Done podcast, we're looking at part 10 of step 13, Learn to Deal with the Top 40 Cop-Outs. Number 23, I've got to tidy up first. I've got to clean up first. I've got to get things organized first. Like so many other excuses, this one may or may not be valid. If tidy up means to gather a bunch of scattered papers and put them out of your way so you can concentrate on the task at hand, by all means do so. But if it means going through a stack of papers one by one and getting them all sorted into a new pattern, followed by some filing, followed by a bit of dusting and polishing, ask yourself if this isn't a diversionary routine. You seem to have this compulsion to sort, file, dust, clean, and polish. Fine. Why not use that compulsion then as a reinforcer? Why not promise yourself that you'll do those things as soon as you complete the less enjoyable task that you know in your heart has a greater payoff, like writing that difficult letter. Number 24. I need to sleep on it a little bit. I need to rest on it. Some matters need to incubate for a while, no doubt, to be sure. But most don't. Too often when you sleep on something, it winds up being squashed. We can get by a little longer as is, perhaps, but if you're going to have to take the plunge eventually, why not now? Why not avert a crisis by acting before you are compelled to do so? Why not act instead of reacting? Why not play the game of life on the offense instead of the defense? Remember, it is better to deal with difficulty today than disaster tomorrow. Number 26, I don't really know how to do it. If you lack knowledge or skills that are needed to do a task, obviously you shouldn't blame yourself for not doing it. But you should blame yourself if you don't take the steps to gain that knowledge or those skills, or to arrange to have the job done by someone who does have them. In any event, the ball is in your court. If you can't do the job, give it to someone else. But do something. Don't procrastinate. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue this discussion in our next podcast episode. Now let's pray our prayer that we pray each week. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done. And we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou those, O God, who confess their faults. Restore thou those who are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Now, beloved, the greatest secret to getting things done with your life for the glory of God is to have the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. When you have Jesus in your life, you can say with Paul in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, here's how you can trust Christ as Savior today and have a home in heaven when you die. John 3:16 says, very clearly, for God so loved the world, that includes you, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish where? In hell, but have everlasting life. Where? In heaven. That's good news for you. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can have a home in heaven. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you. And remember, if you have something to do, there's no better time to do it than now.